Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Yud Le'ilei Nishmas B'tzal Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So Yishmael ben Nesanya has absolutely lost his mind. Maybe literally as well as figuratively. He is murdering people with great abandon at mitzvah. Nobody still knows what's going on. The horrors of the charnel house, the slaughterhouse that mitzvah has become. Bodies are all over the place. He's throwing them into a pit. 10 of his intended victims are trying to buy him off with stores of food that may or may not exist in the countryside. And now, Vayish b'Yishmael, as kol she'eris ha'am asher b'mitzvah. Yishmael realizes, oh wait, I forgot, there's a whole lot of people in mitzvah, and so I need to capture them too. So I massacred Gedaliah and all of his protectors. Then I massacred a group of pilgrims who were on their way here, these poor, emaciated people. And now it's time for me to take care of all the other Jews in mitzvah because everybody had gathered there to try to survive. This is only, remember, 2 months after the Churban. This is, they're doing the Aseres Yemei Teshuva before Yom Kippur. So Yishmael captured the remnants, all the survivors who were in mitzvah. This actually happened in Europe, where Jews from the concentration camps tried to go home to Poland and Ukraine and return to their homes, and they were massacred by those local people. It's a terrible event that doesn't get as much attention as it should. Hundreds of thousands of Jews were murdered after coming out of, imagine, concentration camp survivors being murdered by local thugs in Eastern Europe. So as Eastern Europe tears itself apart in war, you can sort of see why the Jews don't really take a side. Russia, Ukraine, they both treat us equally. Not well. As Benos HaMelech, Bes Kol Am Anish Arim Mimitzvah, the daughters of the king. So it's not just the soldiers or the warriors, but the civilians, women and children. How are their daughters of the king? So maybe they had hidden during the Churban and then left it to join up with Gedaliyahu and try to make a new life. It's sort of frightening. It is unlikely the Babylonians spared them when they were busy massacring all the Jews. But they lived through the horrors of war only to encounter now the horrors of Yishmael. Asher hifkid muzaradon rava tabachim. All the people who had remained in mitzvah that Nuzaradon, the chief butcher, the chief executioner, had handed over to Eskedal Yo ben Achikam to rebuild a community and a society. So Abarbanel notes that a wicked Jew is going to outdo a wicked non-Jew. Nebuzaradan left over the poorest of the people out of pity, the daughters of the king, and a little bit of respect. And Yishmael, who allegedly comes from Malchus Beis David, maybe this is why some say he comes from a non-Jewish royal family rather than a Jewish one, because how could he kill his own kin? Yishmael ben Nesanya, Vayilech la'avar el b'nei Amon. And so Yishmael is now going to make the best out of a bad situation of his own making. And he captures them and he's going to cross over to the children of B'nai Amon, presumably to sell them as slaves and to degrade them further. So he didn't murder them all. Small mercies. But now that he has custody of all of these refugees. Yadalava Yishmael Yochanan ben Kareach, v'chol sareach hayolim asherito. So those who had been loyal to Gedaliah, Yochanan ben Kareach and all the army officers who were with him heard Eis Kol Hara'ah Asher Asa Yishmael ben Nesanya, all of the terrible deeds, the evil, quite literal evil that Yishmael ben Nesanyahu had done. Yudvez vayikhu Eis Kol Hanoshim vayelchu lilochem Yishmael ben Nesanya. And so he took all of his men and they set forth to do battle with Yishmael ben Nesanya. Vayimtzu Oso El Mayim Rabbi Masher Begivon, and they encountered him. They found him by the great, mighty waters, the cisterns, the pool of great waters, Rashi says. That was there in Givon. Yigimel Vayhi Kiros Kol Ha'am Asher Es Yishmael Es Yochanan Ben Kareach Ve'is Kol Sore HaChayolim Asher Ito. And it was when all of the people who were with Yishmael. And when you say all the people who are with Yishmael, it just must mean who were in the hands of Yishmael, because they had been captured and dragged away in chains. And they saw Yochanan ben Kareach and the mighty war force that was with him, all of the officers who were with him, Ayismachu. They were glad. They rejoiced. Yudalad by Yasobu kol Amasher Shaba Yishmael min HaMitzpah. And all the people Yishmael had taken captive from Mitzpah turned back. Remember, Yishmael only has 10 murdering men with him. Vayashuvu vayilchal Yochanan ben Kareach. And they immediately crossed the picket lines. And they ran over to Yochanan ben Kareach, their savior, considering what terrible things had been done. So Yishmael ben Netanyahu has committed acts of true degraded evil murder and awfulness. And yet, sometimes the wicked don't get what's coming to them.